Gotta rank 'em all, Pokemon.
Welcome to Gotta Rank 'em All, the Pokemon Ranking Show, where Chris,
a dog was made out of bread,
and then Pokemon fans everywhere rejoice. every week, every other week, get together with 10 random Pokemon and a guest and put them in the most officially arbitrary list of all time. I love that my camera just decides to defocus right at the top of the episode. It's great. So happy about it. Our lovely guest this week. Finally, it's been a lot of time in the making.
We've got it, baby.
We're here, folks. We've got Marvel.
Oh, what's up, gamers?
How you doing tonight, man?
Oh, I'm doing so good. I want to give everyone like a little bit of a notice in advance. For some reason, this morning, allergy season fully kicked in for me. So you may occasionally see me sipping from a mug. Just part of me, my throat feels like someone just took a fork to it and has been rubbing it around a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You don't sound too bad, considering.
Thank you. It's a lot of work. I've had to record things for the last 7 years of my life, so I know how to fake it till I make it.
It's just a lot of practice.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, we're very excited, Marvel. This one has been a long time in the making. Mm-hmm. And our one big question for new guests mm-hmm. is, what's your history with Pokemon? You know, people are going to be curious about your opinions.
Yeah, jack shit, Ryan. It is nothing. let me give you a brief overview of my history with Pokemon, okay? It's two things, really. It's two things. One of the first games I ever remember playing was Pokemon, I believe it was Fire Red on the Game Boy Advance. That was like my first gaming memory, period. Playing is a very strong term. I remember walking around a little bit, but I think I was like 3 or 4 at the time. I'm very young for fellow listeners at home. I think I was 3 or 4 at the time, and I walked around and I named myself, I think I got Cam correct, and then never touched the game again. And then I started playing Super Mario 64 DS, and then the rest of my life happened. But the only other experience I have really is going to go see Detective Pikachu. So I've got that on me. I know a couple of them from that, and my brother collects cards and sells them. So I'm like, I'm rocking off of a good couple points here, but no real experience with the series.
You know more about Detective Pikachu than Ryan, at least.
That's
you haven't watched Detective Pikachu? It's so okay, Ryan. You gotta check it out sometime.
I've heard it described as the best... The closest to a 10 out of 10, a 7 out of 10's ever come if you're a Pokemon
fan. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty all right. Did I get bored halfway through? Yeah, but it was like I went to go see it on a second date with someone, and they were more interested in the other people I was hanging out with. Like, we went on a double date. They were more interested in the other people. So I got to enjoy the movie in its full. Let me say, it's fine. Pretty boring at points, pretty exciting at points. You can see a fucking Pikachu do anything all along, and you'll go, yeah. At the end of the day, that's all that matters.
That really is all that matters when it comes to something like Detective Pikachu. Well, perfect. Marvel, you feel like the most qualified person to help us put 10 more Pokemon in this list tonight. Let's get a quick refresher in. Very top of the list, 1, 2, and 3, Greninja, Lugia, and Shuckle. Mm-hmm. Way down at the bottom, 1123 Jinx, 1122 Crabominable, 1121 Gumshoes, the halfway mark at 561.5. We'll go from 562 today for no reason. 562 Yamask, 563 Crocolore, 564 Quilladin. And our number 100 bouncer is Grievard. Ooh, Cubone pushed out last week.
Yeah. Rest in peace, King, I think.
Pushed out by Squirtle.
That's right, yeah.
If anyone's going to push him out, it's got to be Squirtle.
Well, at least people won't be depressed as they're trying to get into the club anymore, now that Cubone is not the bouncer. Stories about his dead mom. Our first Pokemon is Fido.
Mm-hmm.
10 out of 10.
What I mean, dog.
What a name. Perfect.
For that dog. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if this was ranking Pokemon names, this might be number one.
It's up there. It's up there for sure. I love a little guy that's name is a pun about like fucking bread. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Every 10 times out of 10 times, I'm going to be there. This is my first time seeing a picture of Fido. I feel like I really need to hone this in. I have no clue what I'm looking at here.
Your first Fido.
Those ears are little bread rolls.
Mm-hmm. Very cute.
He's just made of bread. Just a little dog made of bread with Princess Leia buns.
Mm-hmm.
What's not
his
to
abilities
love?
Are, his abilities are own tempo and klutz, which means he's a little fucking idiot. So immediately gets a couple points for me here.
Well, you know, he's covered in some butter, right? So he's slippery, just can't keep his grip on things.
Something I can relate to. I like it. The gender ratio is exactly 50% male and 50% female. I don't know if that's common or not. It would seem like it would be.
Very common.
Okay. Yeah, so he's just one of the guys.
Or girls.
Or girls.
With a Pokemon like this, I want to go to some of the other languages' names because they tend to also be very good. Yeah. So in Japanese, this is known as Puppy Mochi.
Oh.
The other really solid one is France's name for this, which is a Patachiot, which is
thank God for you, Ryan. Thank God for these other names. It is going up in my mind right now with whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, so it's a mix of a patacho, which is a type of pastry, and chiot, which is French for puppy.
I want to give a quick shout out to the developers of Pokemon for somehow finding puns in every language for all of these Pokemon. It's truly incredible to watch.
Very impressive. They do miss the mark sometimes, but
Yeah, they try hard.
Yeah, that's at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
So I think our number 100 bouncer takes a hike already. I top 100, making more than Ash Boone.
I'm feeling a strong, having not looked at this list other than a passing glance because big numbers scare me, I'm feeling a good, like, maybe like 82 on this right now.
Rapidash?
Mm.
That's right next to Yamper.
Yeah, I was going to say Yamper feels like a solid connection as well. That's the little electric corgi.
Oh. Sorry, you're going to get a lot of that today. I would like to warn you all about that.
I think I might like Yamper more.
Yeah, I mean, if the name alone can get me to go, oh, in the description of it being an electric corgi, I mean, that's really good. That's really good.
For us and for alligator, I feel like I could go right below Yamper.
Yeah,
I'm thinking it too because I want to push Celebi down a little bit just because its name sounds a little too close to celibate and it's freaking me out. I mean, I know he's a holy guy, but I have some history, you know, with structured religion, so I'm gonna let him scoot down just a touch.
That's fair. That's an argument we haven't heard before.
We're gonna hear a lot of unique arguments.
There is going to be a lot of name-based arguments today. Prepare.
Now, normally we do a lot of, you know, where did we get Fido from? Wrong answers only. This might be a hard one to do wrong answers only.
Dog. Doe. Only two things that this dog could be. I love him.
Cutie, so you know, gonna confide and oh.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's good. That is good. I didn't see that one coming, Chris. I wasn't prepared for a pretty solid one on this Pokemon. Maybe a combination of Fido, stereotypical name for a dog, Philo, and Doe. Like they went for a specific kind of Doe, even. Just so smart. All right. Well, yeah, 84 for Fido. Feeling pretty good. All right. I mean, once we get to that, as we like kind of, you know, walk down the line, we're lining all these Pokemon up when we're done. As we walk down the line, may get eaten after the fact. They might not stay at 84, but they got there.
All we needed was just a couple pictures of them right at the line, right at the 84. We can take them out as need be.
Yeah, good. Throw them in the oven. Get that thing baked. Let's get us a Doxman. 325 for 45 minutes, Chris. Next up, we've got Kilowattrel.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Look at that guy.
This is the final form of like the little starting bird. This is Gen 9's Pidgey. It's electric flying, which is just better than normal flying. It's just better than normal.
Yeah. And it's a pretty typing. I think it's Zapdos and
What's Emolga? The little Emolga? Yeah. That sounds about right.
Right off the bat here, I gotta say, not too impressed. That's a pretty regular looking bird to me. Name is fine. Of course, this is just one man's opinion on it, but that's a regular ass bird. I mean, his eyes are kind of bright, I guess. I would need to see him in action a little bit before I could get a better feel for it. So what may be a first for this podcast, don't know if it is, don't know if it isn't. I'm just going to look at some gameplay footage of him in the background of what all of this is going on to get a better feel of his personality.
Yeah, you know what? This doesn't get near Fido. It's not that good.
No, this is a mid bird.
Yeah, I think its type carries it a little bit in the realm of starter birds. But yeah, I mean, design wise, I think I might put like Pidgeot over this design wise. Maybe that's nostalgia talking. I mean, as far as birds go, it's got good speed and it's got good special attack. So it'll hit first and it'll hit kind of hard, but it's not going to hit as hard as a legendary.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I used one of these. I know you did as well, Ryan. Like you said, he's fast. He hits hard. Complimented my team that had a couple things. But as far as like visual design, not super impressive. Yeah, like lightning bolt designs. Yes, but I like him better than Wattrel first form, which we have at 392. But I think it needs to go higher than that. And this is Kilowattrel. It's 1,000 times better. So do with that what you will.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Bury the decimal three spots and he's 0.392.
One more Pokemon to break the numbering system. Man. I mean, I would agree this is better than Wattrel. So that is a good floor. How high do we get, though? That's the question.
Not much higher. Like, at the end of the day, I don't think I feel comfortable putting this above Machoke, because I'm sorry. I really like that guy. Machoke is at 381. I don't know if I feel comfortable putting it above that, but there are so few spaces between.
No, that's fair. We can work with that range. We get, as far as electric types go, I might also stay under Mega Ampharos. Then I just skimmed right by Ampharos, however we want to say it. Weird, fantastic hairdo. Finally actually looks like a sheep again.
Oh, yeah,
and
Fabio.
Then it's got long flowing Fabio locks.
Yeah, I'm fine going above that, but we can go below if you guys want to.
I'll let Ryan make the final call on this one.
What's Mega Tyranitar look like? I'm drawing a blank.
He's got all those weird spikes on his shoulder.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's why he's kind of numb. I would say below Mega Ampharos. I'm going to go above Mega Tyranitar.
But I will pocket those points.
It's fair. It's acceptable. And again, this is not going to be maybe the best episode for Name Origins, because I think this one's also very straightforward. But any wrong answers for where we get Kilowattrel?
He once killed a Wattrel, and ever since it's been stained on his record.
Good.
He's been on the run.
Yeah.
May, of course, be a combination of kilowatt and petrol. Not like gasoline stations to our British listeners. Like the bird. a Petrel. Next up, we've got Mashiff.
Oh my god. So question, are all Pokemon just ridiculously cute, or is have I accidentally been selected like the cutest bunch of them?
It's a lot of cute ones this episode.
A lot of cute ones.
This is fucking adorable.
It does not hold through the whole episode, I will warn you now.
I think it's pronounced Mashiff, right? Because it's a Mastiff, but also Mischief.
Yeah, probably.
Is that name origins?
Or Mischief.
God, Chris, come on, there's an order. Yeah, I mean, but I don't like we really. Yeah, they're going for Mastiff and Mischief. So yeah, probably is more Mischief.
Right off the bat, this dog is like putting out a very wide range of emotions, which I like to see. I like to see in a creature, whether that be in Pokemon or just in any like animated sort of property. You can look from left, I mean from right to left, okay? Right to left here. You got furthest on the right, small little guy looking in the camera like, did I do that? Middle one, right between them, barking at his other friend, going, hey, dude, that was pretty funny. And then the guy next to him, furthest on the left, between the two parents, I'm assuming those are, obviously doing a fun little prank on his mom and dad right there. Then you got the two parents looking like they are about to shit their pants at what they are looking at right now. They are like right on the edge of like total despair and distress. They are not ready for whatever they are getting into, and they are about to carry their children into war. They are fully understanding what is about to happen to them, and you can see it in their eyes. So right off the bat, I'm thinking like bottom half of the list.
Wasn't ready for the stage play. Yeah. You're right, though. Yeah, I mean, for eyebrows that are always kind of sad, there is a lot of emotional range in this Pokemon's face.
Yeah.
Now, what is their lore, Ryan?
Let's see. Mashiff is a brown quadrupedal canine, a thick layer of fat under its skin that protects it from attacks.
God, I like them. Just like me.
Yellow tufts on its of fur on its head and back give it the appearance of a crest. Droopy triangle ears. Black beady eyes below two protuberances on its forehead that seemingly give it a constant anxious expression.
No, they're wrong. They've only seen this one picture. I'm sure these guys are smiling and goofing in the rest of the pictures.
Always tilts its head, makes a big scowl to appear threatening, although the display is highly ineffective even towards children.
Yeah.
Crying children will burst into laughter when they see a Mashiff's face.
That is the meanest detail I've ever heard about anything ever.
So that's the only detail that was actually an in-game detail, because all the other ones were just like Bulbapedia writing out the biology.
It's walking down the street sobbing, and a bunch of kids start pointing and laughing at it, going, loser dog, loser dog. Like, what the hell was that?
Oh, God. Yeah, so it probably looks that way because it gets bullied constantly.
Yeah,
probably.
That's where the anxiety comes from.
He's a 1'8". That seems like pretty normal dog size. I like that in a dog. I like that in a dog. Base friendship is 50. I don't know what the fuck that means. That's my friendship would standard. Be at 100 with this guy.
I like him more than Poochyena. The other like. And an early dark type dog. Then that's a 328.
I'm thinking he's gotta go somewhere in the 200s. I'm feeling pretty good about this guy. Not to make too many big disruptions to this list, but just on the vast range of emotion displayed, I feel like we gotta put him up a little bit.
Okay. Now we have his evolution, Mastiff, at 274. I don't think he goes above that. Personally.
Yeah, I would also keep Mabostiff above Mashiff, probably.
Oh yeah, seen a picture of this guy. Yeah, he is just sad.
He, you know what his favorite song is? I hurt myself. Oh, so yeah, that's a good spot. I between Maraidon and Jirachi.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, new 295 for Mastiff, just skating in above the 300 mark.
Feeling good about that.
close enough to the real boss, you know, my boss, if there to stay safe, doesn't have to worry about too much. We already got the name origins, so we can just get ready for our next Pokemon, Finizen.
That's just a dolphin.
Yes.
That is just a, they didn't even try to do something with this. This is just a dolphin. I was at the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago 2 weeks ago for my girlfriend's birthday. I saw that thing jump in the air to the sound of Hey Ya by Outkast. I don't have any respect for it right off the bat.
Now hold on. Did the dolphins you see have a little tail that was a part of their biology? Did they have half blue, half pink eyeballs?
Well, I didn't get a close enough look, so I'm not 100% sure on the eye one, but the tail one? No.
Look at that. No. That notice on Pokemon now.
Oh, yeah. Creativity oozing from it.
The creativity of this Pokemon is in its evolution. Like this one.
They really threw away a Pokemon. Is this a thing they do frequently? Is just like throw away one of the Pokemon evolutions just so that they can get to a better one?
It's one or two per generation, probably.
Any of the ones involving the fucking eggs? I don't know what those are. Executor? Those are little wastes of space.
Oh man, yeah. I mean the evolved form of this is pretty cool, but yeah, the base form is
just dolphin. Goes in the range of like Neon kind of guys. Just a fish. There's a lot of just a fish Pokemon.
Unless it's two attacks or hey and yeah, I don't want to hear it.
How and why is this thing preyed upon by Dragalge?
Algae dragon. Why wouldn't you want to eat dolphins? Don't you want to eat a dolphin?
No, I don't want to eat a dolphin, actually.
Oh, come on, Ryan. Come on, Ryan. You know you do. You know I do. I think they're some of the cutest creatures. Not one person. You're telling me right now, Ryan. If someone walked into your room right now and said, look at this bag, shook it about a little bit, said, look at this bag, Ryan, guess what's in here? It's dolphin meat. We can leave this recording session right now. Go cook this dolphin meat. You are not leaving this podcast immediately and going to eat dolphin meat. Don't kid yourself, Ryan. Don't kid yourself. Come on, man. I thought this was a real podcast for people telling the truth and really spitting out ideas. Come on, man. Sorry, that was very aggressive, and I'd like to apologize. I'm feeling pretty bad about this Pokemon.
This is
bottom half of the list, easily.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, Lumineon 785, Finneon 789 are great callouts, because those are just fish.
I was going to say, are there any other just fish on this list?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think this is slightly better. Like I said, the eyes and the little tail ring make better than just...
Not go much. Above Gorbis at 781? That monstrosity? Because at least...
Oh, God. Slurpuff. I do not want to guess the etymology of that name.
Also, make sure safe search is on while you search for Slurpuff.
Did you know that Slurpuff is, scientifically speaking?
Oh, that's the meringue Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That's I love Slurpuff. Yeah, Chinchou and Lantern are better.
Yeah.
Better fish. Yeah. So 780, Finizen.
Common Finizen L.
Wrong answers only. Any guesses where Finizen comes from?
Not even going to try it, Ryan. Not even going to try it with this one.
And
oh, pretty good.
Okay. All right. Finizen may be a combination of Finn, Delphin.
Oh. No way. Oh. It was staring us right in the eyes the whole time, Chris.
Delphin, Spanish for dolphin, and citizen or denizen.
That's a stretch. Why are either of those things? It's just a dolphin.
It makes sense when you see its evolution. Citizen, denizen.
I was gonna guess, because right now, unless you're just gonna say that all dolphins are citizens of their respective countries, which I respect that. I mean, I guess I respect that. It's not.
I wonder how dolphins draw their territorial lines.
Very careful. That's stupid, Ryan. That's really stupid. I liked it.
Next up, we've got Glimmet.
Oh. Uh-oh.
What shape would you describe this as, Marvel?
You know what shape I would describe this as, Ryan. It's not a shape that belongs in the Pokemon universe unless you're a part of a very specific online community.
There so you say that. Shape. Going pretty far back. I mean, they made a Pokemon that is based off of a chicken in the shape of one of these at one point as a starter in Gen 3.
Did they call it cock something? I'm sorry.
Combusken.
That's somehow worse. Now I'm going to be honest, Ryan. I think we're all grown here, and I'm assuming most of the audience is, so I'll lay my thoughts out as bluntly as possible. This thing looks like a butt plug with eyes, and I'm not chill with that. I'm not chill with that, but I can look past it to look at the overall design aspects of it. It's fine. It looks like a reverse onion. It's cool.
Looks like a butt plug with eyes.
No, I like that. There's not that many butt plug Pokemon. There's only one other one I can think
of. I'll say
there's another one. Balls, but there's one of the balls would be.
You guys have done this show for far too long that you can say a sentence like that that casually. There's only one other butt plug Pokemon that I can think of. What the fuck do you mean by there's only one more? Yeah, drop that on me.
Without telling him which Pokemon it is, it's the fairy type, fairy psychic from Gen 8 that I can't think of the name of.
Don't worry, Ryan, I will find it later tonight.
I will be ordering one.
I wonder what's the first Pokemon that comes.
Don't look that up. We don't need to find out. You gotta tell me all I need to know. Is it a Pokemon or is it just a Pokemon? See,
that is not the first one that shows up for me. The first one that shows up for me is Lopunny.
I'm not gonna take part in this bit because we're doing renovations upstairs and the only bathroom is right next to me. So someone could walk down at any minute, not risking it.
That is the exact moment.
Yeah. I unrelated to anything, I was doing a Peggle stream and Travis McGahee, I'm sure a friend of the show, he was doing this bit in my live stream chat talking about how I loved pegging things because we were playing Peggle, and obviously that's where the conversation goes, right? And we were doing a joke where I would repeatedly chant, I love pegging, I love pegging, I love pegging. And my dad came walking down the stairs, opened up the door, I made eye contact with him and went, hi dad, and then he walked away. And I was like, well, this is forever going to be a stain on our relationship.
There goes about 10% of my dad's respect for me forever.
Anyways, Hatterene is the other butt plug.
That's
number 71.
So, fan of butt plugs around here is the information that can be gathered. I like this more than Glamora, which I know we ranked. I don't remember where.
I didn't rank.
688.
Okay. Probably like
Marvel.
Maybe 669.
69.
Nice. I don't think you can beat that. Yeah.
Marvel, what type would you say this Pokemon is? Types. It's a dual type.
Okay. So you're stretching my limits of knowledge here, Ryan, by even requesting me to list a type. But I'll have you know, one of my friends has been trying to convince me to do a Nuzlocke for a while. So I've seen a few types.
Okay.
Is this a fairy type Pokemon?
No.
Fuck! Is it a plant type Pokemon?
No.
Okay, I guess I'll just kill myself then. What else could this be, Ryan? This is the only two things.
This is rock poison, clearly.
No, it's not! No, it isn't! Objectively, it is not!
Right.
Here, let me describe what this looks like to all the people just listening. Hey, everyone, close your eyes. Imagine this, okay? Okay, so you're gonna get like a little plant bulb, okay? Yeah, plant bulb. That's the closest thing I could think of. Imagine it's coming out of the ground. It's got a face and a really upsetting looking mouth that we're not gonna like try to describe any way other than butt plug, right? It's got leaves. It's got leaves on it. It's got six. Why? Okay, so nothing to do with plants. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Is this from one of the games with the Alolan region?
This is brand. We're all on Gen 9 Pokemon now.
What the fuck is any of this? Okay, that's okay. That's okay. I'll let it slide. I'll let it slide. It's right where it needs to be, which is towards the bottom of the list.
Yeah, that's true. A new 669 displacing Mag Cargo. Any guesses where we get Glimmet from?
Yeah. Guys had just a.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Yeah, he ate a glizzy at the Mets.
Glizzy at the Mets game. That's pretty good, yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
maybe a combination of Glimmer and the suffix et, including something smaller or lesser.
That's cheating.
Or emit.
Thumb down.
Now he's 7-6.
All right. Next up, we've got Lokix.
There we go.
Yo. Look at this guy.
Look at him.
Yeah. I'm looking at him. He's like a robo beetle. What the fuck?
Grasshopper.
Same thing, Ryan.
Those like little blades that he's kicking with kind of like fold back underneath. Oh, and he springs them out to kick him. I think he's really cool. Ryan hates his guts.
I would hard agree. That's you don't like this guy, Ryan?
That is a strong statement. I
How
used
do you
one
not
of these.
Like this guy?
I used
I
one
used
of these.
Lots of things that I don't like, Ryan.
For a whole run of my Gen 9 time, I enjoy using it in combat. I don't love its design. I think its design is fine.
I think its design is badass.
I think it's okay to be wrong, Ryan.
It's fine. Which is why we.
I think no matter what you say here, this is a conversation between Chris and I. So you might as well go walk away to another room for a second. We've got this on lock.
This is Chris. Why we have a guest every episode.
I'm feeling top 200, somewhere in there. I love this design. I love this design. I like a Pokemon that I can fear a little bit. And just looking at the legs, that thing is terrifying. If I saw that coming at me in real life, that is something out of Resident Evil. Like that is utterly horrifying to look at. And I like that.
Yeah, I also like that. I also think he's combat. Bug, fighting bug.
He does look like fighting mode. Yeah.
You can catch one. Well, I guess you can catch a whatever crystal terrestrialized type of anything. But I caught one early on that had the fighting terrestrial. Don't worry about what that.
Yeah.
But yeah, dark bug very.
Yeah. Like I said, I enjoyed using it through running the game. It's just that aesthetic doesn't do it for me.
Top two. My mind immediately went to Hitmonlee. I like him better than down at 277.
Yeah.
That's fair. Do you want this above Sinisty at 259, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. Scraggy, 249.
I was gonna say Mega Pinsir, put it above that originally, but I looked at a picture of Mega Pinsir, and that is the dopest looking thing I have ever seen in my life. If I'm going to use the argument, I like a Pokemon that scares me, that is an Eldritch nightmare. It has like 30 rows of teeth, 5 wings, and eyes that could kill me if he'd like pop them out of his skull. So I'm thinking somewhere below Mega Pinsir.
As I'm re-looking at Mega Pinsir, he just has eyes from Naruto.
Yeah.
So yeah, those eyes could kill you.
Yeah.
I like it more than Mega Pinsir, but I'm okay going below. Maybe like right below.
Thank you for the children. You know, we can't let them be exposed to anything like this.
Right below is fine by me.
Yep. It would be wrong to put him, you know, below Jigglypuff, who is arguably a stupid Pokemon.
All right. <wow. laughs>
I'll say it. In Japan, this Pokemon is known as X-Leg.
Aw, that should have been his name everywhere. Are you kidding me?
Which may be a combination of extreme and leg.
Yes!
Nice.
It better be.
Any guesses where we get low kicks, though?
He kicks low. No fucking bits here. No bits here. That is all it could be. Low-key kicks fucking... We're running the gamut here.
What if I told you that they have several more things than just a pun on low kicks?
Oh my god.
Yes. Maybe a combination of locust and kicks or crickets.
I'm holding my eyes open as if this is going to help me see anything that you're speaking about here. He's bug related. He's bug adjacent. But if it's supposed to look like a grasshopper, why is it locust? Okay. All right. Fine.
Welcome to the logic of Pokemon.
I guess when you get like 1,100 of these things, you're really stretching.
Yeah. Well, brace yourself for the next one, Marvel, because we've got Quaxwell.
America's hero.
Oh, no.
Everyone's favorite.
Were you watching that stream?
I believe I was.
Yeah, because I believe was it you and Preston that were streaming? You guys found Quaxwell. I don't know. And I think, but yeah, Quaxwell.
Oh,
it's like God, he's the worst.
I remember the backlash from this from Ryan very aggressively in, I think it was the Draft Punks Discord. Everyone was talking about Pokemon when this game came out, and I was for like a month, all I saw was just people dunking on Quaxwell. I was like, he's just a dude, he's not that offensive. But then I saw Quaxley and I was like, how do you go from that perfect little creature to this Gregorian nightmare? Like, I don't like him one bit.
Yeah, he's not great. He's not great.
Holy shit, Chris is looking at the bottom 20.
He just kind of sucks. Ryan, there was a like the middle, like Froakie maybe, that we put really low. Froakie's evolution.
Oh,
wacky! I see that at 1104.
No, that's a grass starter. Good sense. Job picking another middle form starter Pokemon, yeah. With the wrong one. What does Froakie evolve into? Frogadier.
Frogadier is top 300.
I don't know that I can put this below Bruxish is probably my floor. Have you seen Bruxish?
No. No, I haven't, Ryan.
Don't look at it, Mom.
You know I haven't. I'm looking at it.
Don't do it.
I'm looking at it. Oh, little freak. Oh. Oh, God. Have you guys ever
Someone
seen,
just
like,
used all the crayons.
I believe it's The Rainbow Fish, a famous children's book. It's like that, but with, I will say, luscious lips, to its credit. It does have some luscious lips.
Yes.
The worst teeth I've ever seen.
They do so much to drag that Pokemon down.
How do you guys feel about putting it just above Stunky? Because that name makes me want to kill a man. I want to shame it further. I wanted to live every day knowing that Quaxbo was put above it.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Big fuck you, Stunky Day. My life.
All right, Quaxwell, a new 1108. Exactly what you deserve. Any guesses where we get Quaxwell from?
He's insane and he inflated one time. He quacks-swelled.
He quacks very well.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
What if I told you swell is actually in the potential name origin?
like a
bird. A bird.
Like a series of ocean waves.
Jesus swell. Christ.
Maybe a combination of quack, aqua, wax, well, and swell. And no, there is no wax there. His hair would be better. His eyebrows wouldn't be insane. He could use a waxing, let's be honest.
Okay, I totally thought it was like the name Maxwell, like the Maxwell.
Same.
Total rich kid name.
Yeah.
I didn't guess that. I thought it was a legit name origin.
Yeah, no.
He looked so snobby. I thought he was like a rich guy. I thought Quaxwell alone sounded like a snobby rich guy. Yeah. I just assumed that was a billionaire in the world. And they were like, let's rip on this guy a little bit.
Let's just put Jeff Bezos as a Pokemon in our game.
Oh my God. Yeah. Then let's go.
All right. Next up, we've got Revavroom.
He's dumb, though. God, he's so dumb.
I like the Pokedex picture. He is pretty dumb.
Hey guys, I can't participate in this podcast anymore. All right, for anyone who may be listening with just audio, drop everything you're doing and come to the video version of this so you can understand the exact frame I'm looking at right now. Oh. Is he looking at me like that?
Why is his tongue above his eye coming out of the carburetor that's opening up?
He's a little funky. It's cool. It's cool. Oh, you're going to get nothing out of me for this one. I've got no bits that are better than this guy's face. Oh, all right, let me look at a picture of him not all goofed up from this. I'm sure he still looks stupid, but...
Okay, he's basically a car.
Yeah.
It's the multi-sill Pokemon they shortened the cylinder.
Oh wow, he really didn't get any less stupid looking with that.
No, yeah, with really.
I mean, all it did was like it shrunk down his like top hat mouth thing.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. He still looks equally confused and alarmed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they did that because it's like, oh, it's a car alarm? So they were like, what do cars do? They're alarmed.
That's not bad, actually.
I know, I'm a fucking genius.
This is the only... Oh, let's play the type game again. Marvel, what type do you think this Pokemon is?
Unfortunately, I was looking at the Wikipedia listing for this one because I needed to see a normal picture of this guy.
Yeah,
he is Steel Poison, which I could have guessed. You know, he looks metallic and he's got the purple on him.
Yeah, yeah. This one much more of an easier guess, I would say, than Glamette. But yeah, the only Steel Poison. Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
And they're the only poison type immune to being poisoned because of the steel typing.
Okay, so it's not teeth, which I think is really important to to note here. I'm reading the biology right now. It says this mouth has jagged serrations resembling teeth, which mean that that was just one solid plate and it just cut out into the shape of teeth. That's that's either very metal or really uncomfortable, which I guess it could be.
Probably both.
Well, it is steel type, so. Yeah.
Anything can have teeth, Ryan. Come on.
Yeah, I hate this thing. I mean, he's a car.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I would put it below Melmetal.
I'm the only car guy here, and I also hate this thing, so.
We have gone directly from the top 100 of this list to the very bottom of this list.
In two Pokemon. Yeah, we really did. Yeah, I'm fine putting this below Melmetal at 1085.
I've got no opinion on this guy that I haven't already given. He's just a stupid looking car.
That keeps it above Klink, which I feel good about. Yeah, yeah, that's a good spot. Any guesses where we get Rev of Room from?
Go Rev.
Oh, that's pretty good. I was thinking more along the lines of you re-vacuum something, but they needed to work it into a, like a card thing. He's got a mouth made for sucking. Sorry. Don't quote me on that.
Oh, God.
Don't quote me. And that's going on the YouTube Shorts page.
Yeah, it is. That's a short right there. My favorite one. Shocking. Maybe a combination of Rev to increase the running speed of an engine by pressing on the accelerator, and Vroom, the onomatopoeia sound of an engine revving.
I have never seen someone try less for a name. That is, they didn't even try two different things. They're like, what's a car do? It revs? What's it do when it revs? Vroom? Like, I can just hear them in the board meeting. Some person at Nintendo was like, you need to have a car type so they can get around the island faster. What do you mean? You have 30 seconds. Big eye, mouth, car, rev, 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 boom, vroom, vroom, vroom.
God. You don't even drive these things around. You drive around.
What's the point of them?
Giant little dinosaur. They're basically like big parade vehicles for the bosses. Gang in this one.
I hope that they are very unsatisfied in life.
They probably are.
I want to give credit where credit is due.
No.
Germany Sorry. Has an actually solid name for this creature.
What is it?
Natatox. From. That's pretty good.
That's a little cooler, I will say.
The from Nattern, which I'm probably mispronouncing, but is German to rattle, and toxin.
Ooh. Oh, that's so sick.
That's way better than Rev of Room. They got it in one country, at least.
Sometimes they just need to look at the other countries and go, they had it pretty on the nose with that one. That localization's fine.
Yeah, Germany got it. all right, next up, we've got everybody's favorite, Wug Trio.
Yeah, ignore the little guys in the background. Part of those.
No, I don't like those. Okay.
So this is just three red rockets sticking out of a rock.
Yep. Not much more to them, huh? It looks like the remnants of a rowdy couple on a nude beach. They got a little too excited. Someone caught him and they sprinted without picking up their stuff.
God.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're super dumb looking.
Yeah.
They already lose credit for very clearly being a variant Doug Trio, but they don't call him a variant.
Yeah. They don't even call him a variant? Are you kidding me?
Nope. Yeah, this is its own separate Pokemon.
That's stupid. I'll say it.
That's correct, Muffles. Yeah, it is really stupid because it's not even like they abandoned it completely for this generation. They had a couple that were still Paldean forms of OG Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And then there was this one, and then there was one that was based off of Tentacruel and Tentacool. And also that one, they're like, no, this isn't regional.
Yeah. What is this thing type again? Water?
Water. just water.
Not even, it has a rock on it.
And it doesn't go in the water. It lives on the beach, but like.
They said, what would happen if you squished this thing? And that's how they got it.
It would be
if
water.
You squish this thing, water's pouring out. That's the only thing I can think of. So my initial gut instinct was to put it 200 behind Doug Trio, but that would once again put us into the like 1100s or very high in the thousands, which I feel like we might be being too harsh on these guys.
No, I think they're really stupid. Luckily, that's a 1021. That little white guy in the background, he's a 1021.
Oh, and these are significantly worse than that because there's three of them.
And they're red.
And they're red. So
three times as bad. So you get 3,000.
But that would put Jinx not at last, which is bad. No, that's a pretty. Yeah. That's inarguably the worst Pokemon for many reasons.
Yeah. For years. They got the worst one out of the way in the first generation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just not seeing that there's a Pokemon named Gumshoes. This game's stupid, everyone. Hey, Pokemon's kind of dumb.
You should look that one up and give another reason why it's so low when you see it.
All right, let me look it up, everyone. We got this. We're doing it live. All right, Gumshoes. Let me see a picture of this guy. Oh. He's ugly. Sorry. Well, let me get a better...
Like anybody might recognize.
That's a Donald Trump Pokemon. Oh my god, that is a Donald Trump Pokemon.
Yep.
Wow! That's shocking! The more pictures I'm seeing, the more it's showing. He grows up into a pretty cool guy, I guess. But, oh, that's rough.
Yeah, it is. It's unfortunate.
Sorry, this isn't a Gumshoe ranking podcast. This is a
ranking podcast.
Yeah, and you know what I'm thinking? Bottom. Very close to bottom for these little idiots. I'm talking last 10.
Below Bruxish.
I don't know, man. It's pushing it. Bruxish was offensive. Bruxish was really offensive to the eyes, but these are offensive to my soul. Mm. I don't know which one's worse.
That's...
Maybe a little bit above Bruxish. Bruxish is it's rough. It's rough.
How about Quaxwell?
Oh, it's better than Quaxwell too. Quaxwell's a little idiot. I'm thinking, oh god, but right above it is Impidimp. I don't know what the fuck that is. I'm like, really, really upset about that if that gets moved. Impidimp.
Poor Impidimp. I'm gonna go just based and
look for this guy. Okay. Oh, yeah, and he looks significantly less bad than Impidimp. I mean, Impidimp still looks stupid, but the more I say his name, it's becoming more fun. So, yeah, let's put this Wug Trio right below Impidimp.
All right. Above Quaxwell, below Impidimp for a new 1109. Any guesses where we get Wug Trio?
Tell us, Brian. All right. So you want my real answer or the fun one?
yeah, the fun one.
Warm Hug Trio. They give, or I guess it would be Wet Hug because they're wet. They're water Pokemon.
Wet Hug Trio.
Wet Hug Trio.
Everybody loves wet hugs.
Everybody goes search that in porn.
I don't know if I will, Chris. I don't know if I will.
Maybe a combination of Wiglet, water, or Wug, a word used to describe any creature with worm-like features. I've never heard that before in my life. And Doug Trio.
My initial guess was going to be they really based it on another Pokemon. That's messed up. My initial, for not being a variant, are you kidding me? Okay. Sorry, my initial guess was Worm and Doug Trio. So Wug does make sense. That does make sense.
That's fair.
That's stupid. Combining something with Doug Trio, that's not even cool, Pokemon. Get this off of my screen.
They didn't even need to say that. All right. They could have just said Wug and Trio. Like, they don't need to say based on Doug Trio.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, let's get it off the screen and put on our next Pokemon, Tatsugiri.
By the way, Fox won't autocorrect what.
Fuck Dwug Trio. So this there, this is one of three forms of this creature. This is the curly form. There's a droopy form.
Oh.
And and a stretchy form.
Come on. Oh, look at that guy.
Oh, look at those eyes.
Same thing that I was going through with a mastiff earlier of the wide variety of expressions on these things. Mm. They look useless, but I think that adds to their charm a little bit.
They're kind of like going back to this picture, they're kind of like, this guy is big and strong, but he's like an idiot, and they're kind of like his boss.
This changes everything.
Does it get
points off for just being shrimp? Does it get points? Because it's on rice, and I think that's pretty cool. I think that's pretty cool, but it is just shrimp.
This shrimp has the commander ability. It's the only Pokemon to have it. When the Pokemon enters a battle, it goes inside the mouth of an ally Dondonzo, the big blue guy in the background, if there's one on the field, and then issues commands from there.
I work in battle, too.
Inside the mouth of the Dondonzo?
Yeah. It's a very rare use case. But it comes in handy at the Dave and Buster's.
This is a fun game if you haven't looked here for this one, Marvel. What types are this? It's two types.
All right. Water's one of them, right?
Yes. Yes.
Uh-oh. No clue. I'm going to say rock because nothing matters anymore.
Dragon?
That is irresponsible. That is outright irresponsible.
Look at this dragon face.
That's not a dragon. That is a shrimp.
Shrimps are dragons. Send no! us dragons. We all know this.
This is the most, like, heated I have ever. This podcast has brought more emotion out of me in the last, like, 45 minutes than anything else has in ages. That's irresponsible. Dragon? What? Okay. Fine. I've said fine, like, just to let things go more times during this podcast than I ever do in life. You've got to put him above these. No.
Oh, yeah, no. He's got not going this low.
Thank God.
Have we ranked Dondonzo yet?
But no.
Or am I is it Dondozo? Oh, it's Dondozo. I've been saying it incorrectly. 609.
I mean, they should be right next to each other.
They should be. I mean,
but this guy's lost. He goes above.
Yeah. It feels wrong putting him below Gastly. I understand. He is a fart, and this is a shrimp. And I feel like that's pretty mean to do. But I think for the lore, we have to put him right above Dondonzo.
Yeah.
For the lore.
Yeah, I think so. They're going to fight their way higher, I think, with time. New 609 feels great. Any guesses where we get Tatsugiri from?
He's got tattoos and is eerie. I don't know, Ryan. This one's stretching me thin.
This one is a stretch.
Yeah.
Tatsu, which is Japanese for dragon. And sushi.
Could it be?
Dragon suit. I want to try that.
Yeah. For onigiri.
They're going for nigiri sushi.
Yeah. Try that, Ryan.
But yeah, sure. Yeah.
Would you eat this?
But you wouldn't eat dolphin meat. You're fucking lying.
Come on, Ryan.
Okay, there's a difference between would and want.
Okay.
Would eat dolphin meat? Yes. Want to? Not really.
Do you
not like I'm going sushi? Out of my way to eat dolphin meat. all right. Well, Tatsugiri is our 10th and most random Pokemon for this episode. Marvel, of course, gets to bring a Pokemon with him to rank.
Yeah.
Who's your pick, Marvel?
Gotta remember, what did I pick? So you can tell I put a lot of thought into this. I certainly didn't think of the first dumb name Pokemon and not even look up a picture of him. This would be Guzzlord, is who we will be re-ranking today. Whoa! Whoa! Oh boy. Wow, that is truly the last thing I would have expected by that name. You know, I thought it'll be funny to pick this silly, goofy name and as a bit and not even look up a picture to have a raw reaction. That was so much worse than anything I could have imagined. Look at that guy. Man, I gotta take a deep breath. That was a very genuine reaction.
So this is an Ultra Beast, Marvel.
Oh my gosh.
Which means it's an alien from another timeline.
And its name is Guzzlord.
Its name is Guzzlord.
Nah. This can't be right. This can't be right. Guzzlord. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, some things to note about Guzzlord here. As a Guzzlord aficionado, as I have so painted myself. That's a lot of mouths this guy's got on him. He's got a big mouth right in the forefront and a tongue that looks like it could kill cows. It has cow-crushing taste buds, correct? It's got two sets of eyes, eyebrows that are wings, I think, is what that is. He has eyebrow wings. He's got a mace on the back of him. He's decked out in like medieval weaponry. Head to tail here. It looks like he's got a battle axe or a halberd on his in a spine. Mm-hmm. He's got two. I feel like I'm leaving out the most important part. He's got two gigantic lobster claws protruding from his jaw. This thing's terrifying. I'm gonna lay it out there. This thing is a little bit more impactful than I was expecting, just based on the name Guzzlord.
Ryan, if I remember last time when we read the lore. Portal at the back of his butt, like if it leads back to his timeline or whatever.
Oh my god. Are you joking with me? This is the coolest Pokemon I have ever seen in my life. I picked it because its name sounded like it chokes down mad drinks. Oh my god.
It has gobbled mountains and swallowed whole buildings. Constantly hungry, always devouring something. I didn't know I was a Pokemon.
This is the Galactus of Pokemon? Are you kidding?
Apparently, it's a common organism in the world where it normally lives.
I want to go there.
This thing is dope. I'm not even gonna lie. It's dope as fuck. No, my internet crashed.
Guzzlord is said to feel like hard rubber. In order to eat, its tongue moves in a wave-like motion that pulls food towards its mouth.
About its butt portal.
Not that I can see.
Yeah. Maybe I made that up. Yes, I should be.
Yeah, because that is pretty good. I also love how this is just a monstrosity. Jack-o'-lantern. But we may want to pause there because I think Mom's...
Okay. I have been frozen for the last minute. I haven't heard any of this discussion. What's been going on here?
I heard you say, oh no, my internet.
That was how did we hear that? Like, this is all staying in, by the way.
Yeah.
Yay! Yeah. Yeah, no, I was making some sort of comment, and then I just see both of you guys go like this. And then you just stared off in your respective spaces, and I was like, they're really analyzing this thing. I thought Ryan was looking up the lore. I was like, just very like, wow, okay, let's wait for it. And I went, oh, oh, shoot. All right, well, so what have I missed?
Gonna find anything about Portal, but
yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say that's canon. We're gonna run with it because I, right. Yeah, yeah.
I don't see why not. Further.
Yeah.
It is said. Did you feel the? It feels like hard rubber. This is basically a giant tire.
Dude, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
In order to eat, its tongue moves in a wave-like motion that pulls food towards its mouth.
It crushes cows. I said it at the beginning.
despite its appetite, no droppings have ever been found.
It must have portal butt. It must have portal butt.
Maybe that is where we pulled portal butt from. But also, it's just a nightmare jack-o'-lantern, which is great.
Yeah, this is a huge win of a Pokemon all around for me. I'm liking this guy.
As far as Ultra Beast go, he's a better one.
Yeah.
I mean, our major problem with Ultra Beast is that they just don't really like Pokemon. This looks like a Digimon.
It does.
Fine, but...
It does look Digimon-esque. I'd say it looks more on the Pokemon scale than a Digimon, but I can totally see where you're coming from.
I think Buzzswole is closer to the Digimon scale as far as Ultra Beasts go than this. I think really my problem with Ultra Beasts is that they're just not in the game long enough to make a lasting impression on the players because they come in for basically post-game. So you don't, unless you do a lot of post game stuff, you don't really get to spend a lot of time with the Ultra Beasts. Mm-hmm. But the reason I didn't say 561 at the top is because this was 561. It's now 565. Marvel, where do you want to see Guzzlord get to on this list?
You don't want to hear where I want to see Guzzlord get to this, to this list. I'm going to be so honest. It is. Of course, not knowing anything else on the rest of this list, it feels like a top 125 Pokemon to me, just based on the pure ferocity of it. Okay. And the fact that it has a portal anus. That's pretty cool. But I think what really gets me is the juxtaposition of the name Guzzlord with this thing, this horrifying beast. That is one of my favorite things that I have seen in a Pokemon in so long, of course, except for Detective Pikachu, which is a fine movie. It's pretty good.
Yeah, what if this guy was in Detective Pikachu?
Oh, God, I hope they don't exist. They're making a sequel, is all I know. So if they're in there, we are.
Hey, oh,
Mom, if it's in 3D, I'm peeing my pants.
Did you catch that these are common organisms on their home planet?
Yeah, that's messed up. Nothing should be common that looks like this.
Yeah, Marvel and Ryan, you can answer this too. You got a portal butt.
Does it have to be on Earth? It's gonna stay on Earth. I just needed to know if it has to. What place?
Ooh, do you feel like ooh. The top drawer of Putin's desk.
Oh, that'd be really funny, but that might start a war, but I'm going to let it slide. I think that'll be funny in the long run. It'll be like an online mystery. It's American Vandal season 3. Where would I put it? I would put it... I'm not going to say that. I'm going to put it in my own toilet, or whatever toilet I happen to be residing on at any moment. I think it'd be too much of an adjustment, and I think anywhere you put it, it would be funny the first few times, and then you'd just be really, really sad the rest of the times. You'd be like, they don't deserve this anymore. This is too much. And they're like, you get a text from them saying, I can't take it anymore. Like, I can't. It just keeps happening, and you're like... I'm sorry
that I ate Taco Bell.
Chris asked me where I would want to put it, and it's the first thing I can think of.
Well, good, because I am granting that wish to both of you right now.
Perfect.
Yes! One more question I'd like to ask before we settle where we want to put this thing. What is the size of this Pokemon?
Ooh, good question.
That will drastically change how I feel about it.
18 feet tall.
Yep.
Nearly 2,000 pounds.
That thing's pretty rough to be around. Yeah, I'm feeling top 125, but I will let you guys debate amongst yourselves.
You may be shocked. Gender unknown.
That's so cool of it. That's so cool.
Any guesses on the type, Marvel?
God. It's just God.
It's God.
And Crab.
Crab this is our final level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of species evolving into crabs.
I know a couple podcasters who have books about people turning into lobsters, so you are not too far off. Someone's going to get that joke and be really problematic in the comments.
This is Dark Dragon.
You're not going to get a reaction out of me from this one. No, do I feel offended that it's once again a dragon type? Would I like to see something that resembles a dragon as a dragon type? Maybe even once? Yeah. It's, you know, it's what it is. It's what it is.
No, it's not a dragon type. Charizard?
Are you joking with me?
No, it's Firefly.
I don't like this. I don't like this series. If I ever come back on to do another episode, I'm removing any dragon types from the top 200. They're not standing a chance.
So where do you look, Ryan? What's our highest rated? It's Nihiligo, and that's like 100 something.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Yeah, we are above that. Pidgeot is a... Oh, I could go above Necrozma, if I remember correctly.
I was just going to say Marvel should look at Necrozma. I think Necrozma is cooler looking.
Let me also, look up Necrozma.
It's been a while. Yeah, I don't know. Necrozma. Maybe not. I forgot about the other forms of Necrozma.
Oh, he's pretty cool. I think it's got to go below Necrozma.
Okay.
But that really just leaves it Victini and Pidgeot. How do you feel about putting him at 125?
I can live with it.
I'll survive.
How about 126? Right below Pidgeot.
Much better. Like that much better.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that's great.
I can live with that.
It's a great spot. 126 for Guzzlord.
Yeah. You talk about the name. Oh, talk about the name. So bad.
Yeah, it's a horrible name, and that's why I love it. I picked the name purely because it's the first Pokemon I could see. I went through like a list of all Pokemon. I scrolled through this list right here until I found one with the goofiest name that I couldn't say without cackling a little bit. Guzzlord? That dude, that is my nickname. Call me Guzzlord. Yeah.
Oh man. Let's I wonder if any other languages have a decent name for this thing.
Oh, come on. Let's do this.
In Japan, this is known as Akuzi King.
Boo.
France calls this Englutiron. Probably not pronouncing that well. This is the same name as English and Spanish. German calls this the Schling King.
The Schling King does
right there.
Come on,
that guys. Right there, Chris, very is sexual. Why you deserve to be above Pidgeot, but I'll leave you be. The Schling King. Yeah, I'm changing my name on Discord to the Schling King right now. Oh, that's so good.
Schlingen, which is gobble, and king.
Wow.
Wow. The Schling King.
They abandoned both of those concepts and went with Guz Lord. It's really good. It's really good.
Damn, Germany really pulling through for a couple of great names tonight. Well, Schling King, you made it to 126. We do have Schling King in the chat now. It's like, why did Pavel move over in the cameras? Oh,
I was working.
Well, that does it for our list tonight. Marvel, thank you for joining us.
Of course. It was an honor to be here.
Do you have anything to plug, sir?
I've got two little things to plug. So I have a ongoing gaming channel I've been working on for the last 6 months or so. It's been an absolute joy to work on. It is called Marvel Gaming. I think for a while it was Ma VR Son. Funny thing happened. I got rid of my VR headset, so I had to do a pivot. So that is M-A-H-V-L Gaming. And then I finally started a longtime passion project, something I've wanted to do since I was a kid, and made a YouTube channel about superhero media and most specifically the industry surrounding it. Not just the things that are happening in the movies, but just from an industry perspective, what's going on in that world. It's really fascinating and really weird, especially with everything going on with Jonathan Majors Kang. Really hard stuff to follow, but I have been keeping a close eye on it, and it's been so fun to work on.
What's that channel? Is it the same?
It's called Unmasked Cinema. Unmasked Cinema.
I do remember hearing that name now. Yes.
When are you starting this?
I'm starting that podcast right after this one. You guys are being held hostage for another hour and a half or so, and we will be ranking every single individual body part of Schling King. Number one is Schling.
Which is...
You know what it is, Ryan. Come on.
It's the Wigglets.
It's the Wigglets.
Well, yes, definitely. Everyone go check out Unmasked Cinema and Marvel Gaming. He's a lovely person. Always love hanging out with you, Marvel. And be sure, you know what? Let's do one more shout out for something you and I are both going to be on in a few weeks here. The PC gaming show stream, where we will be consuming copious amounts of alcohol with James Smithy and Bob Buell.
I am 21 now. No one can stop me.
And laughing about the PC gaming show, whatever they try to make it into this year. That's
here's a fun tip. The show itself won't be fun, but we will.
That's right. Yeah, that's why. Well, we have to drink for that reason.
Yeah,
but that's the 11th of June. Keep your eyes peeled for wherever. I'll post that in the Discord when it happens. Probably on, I don't know which channel it'll be on. We'll figure it out. We'll have it figured out. Chris, anything to plug?
Yeah, go check us out on TV/Friendly Fire Pod. Thank you for the nods. we stream there. We stream Wasted Friday still. Diablo 4.
Mm-hmm.
Tom and Tyler will be. Probably be asleep. Mm-hmm. Time you guys. Yeah, otherwise, I just stay to play today. I'm going to be all the. Probably be on vacation that week. Watch all that. Sure, even less now.
Yeah. And it's not looking like it's going to change quite anytime soon. But that's okay. So keep your eyes peeled for all that coverage. A lot of fun games to talk about. That Sony showcase was pretty good today. Pretty good.
Loved it.
Oh, yeah. So thank you, everybody, for joining us while we continue finalizing the most important decisions of our lives. We hope you are well until we reconvene in 2 weeks. And remember, gotta rank them all.
Gotta rank them all, Pokemon! Guzzlord forever.
Guzzlord for president.
Make America guzz again.